Hello again. Yes, we have reached the fifth program in my short 7-part sequel series to my recent 3 series of research Mortal Memories. This is Mike Roberts, thanking you for joining me, and welcoming you too to more of my own personal memories of life in Malta between 1960 and 1963 when I lived and worked on the island, accompanied as ever by the popular music of the time, by way of answering the question, how did the concept of Mortal Memories all come about? As I approached Christmas 1961, I inevitably thought of Christmases back home, because I was about to spend my second Christmas in Malta, and I knew that in the days that led up to it and those after Christmas itself, I would be spending a lot of time at the studios. But I'll tell you why after we've heard a musical memory that was probably one of the last 1961 hits that I shall include in this series, but not necessarily the last for Bobby V himself, because he had 4 consecutive hits in the UK charts. And regular listeners will recall that I have in fact already featured him in Programme 3. This recording took him to number 4, More Than I Can Say.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Whoa, oh, yeah, yeah. I miss you every single day. Why must my life be filled with sorrow? Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Don't you know I need you so? Tell me, please, I gotta know. Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy? Whoa, oh, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Don't you know I need you so? Tell me, please, I gotta know. Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy? Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. I love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say.
Bobby V, More Than I Can Say. Yes, Christmas was approaching, and much of the evening's airtime just before Christmas and immediately after was set aside for raising money for the charity Wireless for the Blind, literally providing wireless sets for the blind and needy whose lives in those days would be made a little happier. It was our contribution at that time to the real message of Christmas. And how was it done? Well, the phones were manned and listeners phoned in their requests and pledged a donation to Wireless for the Blind. And they never stopped ringing for all the time we were on air. And I did my bit with the rest of the voluntary announcing team, a true and lasting memory of my time in Malta. I own Mike's Mixture record show too, took on a festive flavour, and just for that one programme became Mike Makes Merry. I remember even now including a lovely and appropriate recording by Bing Crosby from one of his many annual Christmas radio shows, in those now long ago days before television, The Christmas Song.
Here chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make this season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas Song, written by Mel Torme and Bob Wells in 1945, in the middle of a very hot summer, never ever envisaging, I'm sure, that it would one day become an evergreen. And so 1962 arrived, and in the early spring in the studios one evening, I met Shirley, a new part-time voluntary continuity announcer. Another meeting followed, this time less formally, for a sandwich in the Lantern restaurant in Sapper Street, Valletta, providing yet another mortal memory of not only an occasion to remember, but a venue too. That year, a yodeling Australian made the charts with this.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember, too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember. Distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I.
I remember you? Frank Ifield. And I certainly remembered Shirley, this young English schoolteacher in Malta, teaching infants at the Royal Naval School Vidala, as it was then, at Cuspiqua, later to become a very busy Malta government school. And here's a quick memory that I have of that school that visitors to Malta may still be able to share with me today. When you visit Valletta's Upper Baraka Gardens for the magnificent view of Grand Harbour, and you look to the three cities of Sengleo, Vittoriosa and Cuspiqua, look to a line that takes your eye up Kalkara Creek to the Cuspiqua skyline above, and there, if you look closely, you will see a very lone palm tree on that skyline. That tree stood in the playground of what was Vidala Naval School in the early 60s, and to the best of my recent recollections, is still there to be seen today. But if redevelopment has seen its demise, then for me it really will have become a very personal memory, though many artists who have painted that skyline over the years have recorded it for posterity. And so I come to another musical memory. Two important artists that I would not wish under any circumstances to leave out of this short sequel series are Nat King Cole and George Shearing. Well now, you're in for a superb treat, because in 1962 they collaborated together and made number 2 in the UK charts. So it's definitely 2 for the price of 1, as you stop doing whatever you're doing, relax and listen to this wonderful Capitol recording of Let There Be Love.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. First of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
Nat King Cole and George Shearing, Let There Be Love. And after that, I almost feel I need to lay down. But the show must go on, as indeed did 1962. And as we moved through it and into early summer, Shirley and I thought we'd make things a little more permanent, and so we set the date for January 1963. Ah, yes, I remember it well. and the summer continued unabated on 210 metres medium wave band from the studios at Floriana. Tony Bennett summed it all up for me at the time when he recorded in 1962 a song by Sasha Distel, The Good Life.
Good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life goodbye.
Tony Bennett with the song that inspired his autobiography, The Good Life. As a result of that January 1963 decision I mentioned that Shirley and I had made, my future in-laws decided to visit Malta and spend a holiday with us. This meant seeing the sights, and it was a visit to Ndina with them that gave me two lasting memories of Malta. The first was how my future father-in-law, an accomplished watercolourist, discovered San Sofia Street, the subject for so many artists, past, present and future. And he made his discovery without any knowledge of its popularity as a subject. His painting enjoys a very special place in the lounge of my Warwickshire home today. I will recall the second memory I have of Ndina in 1962 shortly. Musically, that year, Susan Morn enjoyed much airplay with her recording of Bobby's Girl.
Morning.
Susan Morn and Bobby's Girl. That other memory of Mdina is one about which I have often wondered, is there anyone else who might have the same memory? It was of Miss Wilkinson's tea rooms, located in Holy Cross Street in Mdina. Here an elderly English lady, who I believe had lived most of her life in Malta, served typically English teas. With my fiancé and future in-laws, we all enjoyed bread, butter and preserves, tea and cakes in her tea rooms in Holy Cross Street in an Mdina that was much quieter and emptier in 1962 than I find it today. A real Malta memory, Miss Wilkinson's tea rooms. In the same way as the Mersey Beat was now exerting a major influence on the musical charts, so also was Elvis Presley. Though I have already included him in my first programme, I think he deserves a further inclusion. 1962 saw the release of the single She's Not You.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything a man could want, but she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
Elvis Presley in 1962, She's Not You. Time moved on, my future in-laws left their holiday hotel, the Meadowbank, alas no longer, in Sleamus Tower Road. But not before we had taken them for a last celebratory meal at the Mocambo, St. Paul's Bay, a well-known restaurant in those days and where the musical group the Guitarreros entertained on Thursdays and Saturdays, as the little brochure which I still have reminds me, providing yet more memories of Malta. And so life returned to normal. The day job at Ta'ali and the evenings and weekends a most acceptable combination of enjoying living in Malta, mixed with my contribution to the broadcasting activities at the FBS studios in St. Francis Ravelin, where the musical memories abounded. But they will have to wait until we meet again over the airwaves next week, except for this contribution from the Shadows.
Thank you.
The Shadows and Wonderful Land. They're number one in 1962, remaining there for 8 weeks, representing more weeks than any other single during the whole of the 1960s. Before I go, my usual reminder on contact details. Email direct to me, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or via the contact facility on the campus website. If you prefer to write, please do so, care of this station. And to catch up or listen again, this program will be on webcasts with all the others in a week. Samuel joins me in inviting you to join us again. In the meantime, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.